reach the island. Show. My name's Dave, or you can call me by my rap name, Sniffy Elliot, because I'm still a little congested from a recent cold. But, you know, welcome to the Fistful Podcast from FistfulPodcast.com. Back to another great week. Let me introduce you, as usual, to my co-host all the way from the Reno Sparks area. We have one Mr. Andrew Bergevin.
David, I love croissants, but you can never trust them to get a job done.
Because they're crooked or they're flaky.
They're super flaky.
Nice.
I knew it.
Dude, finally got one.
Yeah! I got a joke for you, Andy.
Yeah?
What did the cat say on its smartphone?
Meow.
Can you hear meow?
Oh.
Also in studio there with Andy, we have one Mr. Adam J. Hubbard Esquire.
I don't have a thing anymore, now that my titles are gone.
Meow. I've forgotten everything except what I just told you, so if you could write it down in an email and shoot it to me, I could look it over for the next couple of weeks. Also in studio here with me, we have Chris over there on the couch.
Butt stuff.
Doing butt stuff.
Chris, there it now.
Very distracting.
Guys, first of all, I want to... So I've been on Intern Joe about this incessantly for the past 4 months. I have been trying to get him to pull best of clips for a best of show, believe it or not.
The best of. The show.
So every month I talk to him and I say, hey man, where are we at with that list? He says, almost done. Give me another week. 4 months in a row he's done that to me.
That's pretty smart.
He's a genius.
So what I decided several times.
So what I've decided to do is I'm starting to farm it out. So in addition to Joe's list, whenever he gets it done, and Joe, I know you're listening. Don't fuck me. So what I've decided to do is I'm farming it out to other people. So if you're listening, Kayla, who's, you know, making a pretty good candidate for a new actual intern. watch out, Joe. Someone's coming for your job finally after 8 years. and also Randy, who I, you know, may or may not be listening to this. Also, he's going to be helping pick out clips too. So fingers crossed. And now I hope that I've called them out publicly. They'll actually do it.
Yeah, become one of our unpaid interns so David can mock you on air.
Yeah, like I didn't want to have to pull out the big guns, but here we are. There's Joe fucking like, oh man, my job and all this other family and things I have to deal with. I don't give a shit about that, Joe.
That's not what we not pay you for.
Yeah. None of that means anything to me. I don't know your family. Anyway. So, guys, I had to spend some time with my brother yesterday, and he has gone so far to the right, it is unbelievable.
He goes so far right, he's on the left now?
If this were a flat earth and those people were correct, he would be so close to the edge, his balls would be feeling the breeze of the updraft. Oh my God. We went over there and he starts making pralines for some unknown reason.
Pralines? Pralines can be good, right?
Well, yeah, but...
I don't see anything wrong with it.
That's not the crazy part. Right. The crazy part was he was watching an instructional video from one of the Duck Dynasty dudes.
It was the dad, Phil, yeah. Whatever.
No, it's the uncle, I thought.
No.
Hey, y'all, here's how to make canned pralines. First, make an ethnically white America. Next.
Yeah. It was the craziest thing. And I'm like, why? Like, you know they were disgraced, right? Like the Larry the Cable Guy of duck call dudes. But, you know, so he's watching this video, not even watching it. He has it on full volume on the counter and it's just blaring. Now, here's what I've come to understand about my family. Everyone that I have a blood relation to has an incredibly high tolerance for noise, and I do not. I go to my parents' house. The TV is on full blast. My nephew's on a tablet or whatever, full blast. My mom's running the garbage disposal. There's an idling lawnmower in the corner. There's a
vacuum's everywhere. On.
Yeah, vacuum's on. No one's touching it. There's a menagerie of songbirds above my head, and I feel like I'm going insane.
David's
over there.
House is the tiki room.
Yeah, exactly. And now my brother does the same thing. He'll just pop a video on when we're sitting around the table on max volume. And like my nephew is like riding a rickety old minecart through the house while shooting off black powder pistols.
It's just a phase, but he'll probably get through it.
Yeah. In one hand, he's got the black powder pistol, and then he's got an air horn, another, and in his mouth is clutched a vuvuzela between his teeth. It's a fucking nightmare everywhere I go.
It's not just your parents and like the tablet thing or people. David, I have no idea why this is, but people are like, "Hey, honey, we just got to the Target. You want some ambiance?"
I don't know, honey.
Can you put on some butt metal and we'll walk around the store with that blaring?
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
How? Yeah, I've run into this too. I've never seen it at Target. I've seen it at Walmart plenty of times back in the old days. But people would just like crank some, you know, douche rock on their phone and then just hold it up to their head walking down aisles.
I mean, occasionally I'll walk through the store like with my headphones on or something.
Yeah, headphones is the polite, quote unquote, thing to do. But when you're dealing with the essentially, you know, the dregs of society, the bottom feeders, the white trash, they're just like, you know what? Silence is golden, but fuck it.
And then the other thing is
silver's
like,
just fine for me.
Well, yeah. I'd rather not hear my kids scream, but I would like to hear incessant noise and the sound of Mario coins for 30 minutes as I walk around Target with this kid's head in his tablet.
My phone is almost always on silent.
Yeah,
mine's on vibrate
is.
All the time.
I don't understand those people who are like, you know, I feel comfortable in public just pulling out my phone and watching YouTube at max. Yeah. Like, earbuds or what? And you can buy earbuds at the dollar store. I guarantee
most phones
that.
Come with a headphone set.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Every time you buy a piece of electronics, it comes with headphones. Wear them.
I bought this SD card and it came with headphones for some reason. I
don't understand it.
What do I do with these? Speaking of shit you get all the time, like if you order certain things, there's a company on Amazon or sells through Amazon that I get a bunch of camera equipment from, and every time I buy something from them, no matter how small, they stick a lens cloth in it. I've got so many lens cloths in my what would you call it? In my life, in my house,
everywhere.
In my proximity.
Yeah, like. Do you ever see that Mr. Show sketch where like she's like, so many bags. There's like bags hanging out of every cupboard and bags on the floor and shit. That's my house with lens cloths. I can clean every lens ever made and probably 10 years into the future because I'll be like, oh, but you know what? I need a new eye cup. It's like a $4 piece of equipment. Oh, here's your fucking lens thing. And I just got a new sling and they're like, oh, here's another fucking lens thing. So I've got like a grip of not only lens cleaning cloths, but silica gel.
Oh, yeah, we have so much silica gel.
I have 19 metric fucking tons of silica gel.
Just eat
and
some
I can't
silica gel, and then you'll never poop again.
Well, I can't. Well, that's a good idea. Well, I can't bring myself to get rid of it because I'm like, well, I could pack one in every, you know, like if I go, I'll put it in this bag so it'll keep my lenses and shit. But it's all worthless. What am I doing? And I can't justify throwing them away.
Yes, you certainly can, David. They put those silica gel packets in there as some sort, like, if water gets in there, you're going to be like, oh, thank God I had this silica packet.
That's the thing. I look at that thing and I think, what is this fucking doing?
You need to stop amassing them in your home, or otherwise you're going to get to dangerous levels of dehumidity.
Oh, yeah, I'll have the driest house in Arizona. Well, there's no real danger of real humid houses here.
You're going to mummify in your own home.
Yeah, we're just like someone will come, like my mom will come over one day and be like, oh, where are the kids? Pull back the covers and we're a couple of dried monkey figures.
In the middle of cleaning a lens.
Yeah. Oh, the hat. Like, my boxer shorts will be made out of lens cloth. My dick will constantly be fingerprint free. Boy, oh boy.
That's always one of my big concerns. Yeah, well, the fingerprints on it.
Yeah.
You talk about your brother and his pecans?
Oh yeah.
Totally forget. Anyway.
Pecan farming.
Yeah. So he's gone full tilt to the right. Like, he's like subscribed to all these things, and he was like, oh, I'm going to have some hot cocoa. Like, he made a big show of it. Pulls out this mug, and it says Louder with Crowder, and he like really displayed it so everybody could see. I'm like, who the fuck is Crowder? He's like, a comedian. He's like hilarious and super famous. I'm like, I'm pretty plugged into the comedy scene.
I've never heard of
the fucking guy. So Kristen looks him up, and he's like some fringe right-wing conservative comedian. And are conservatives funny? I ask that legitimately, not insultingly. Are anybody you've ever seen who is a conservative funny?
I think they can be. There's no rule against it.
Yeah,
well,
but
no, but I think the second you start espousing those sorts of views,
well, yeah, it depends on how hard they're leaning into their political views.
If he likes them, probably pretty hard.
Yeah, I guarantee if my brother's into it, then he's like, ding.
Yeah, I kind of want to get a gander at this Crowder guy.
Well, Steven Crowder, or something like that?
It's one of those things where, yeah, there probably could be a conservative comedian somewhere that's really funny, but then you look at conservatives and they say something like, you know what we should do? Let's round up all the Mexicans, put them into camps because that's where they belong. And then he's like, what? It was a joke.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, every... every comedy figure is usually... Like, what would you, liberal, progressive?
Yes.
And that's the thing, like, I don't, because, like, remember when was it Dennis Miller who took a right turn?
Yes, and oh my God.
When was the last time you laughed at him?
Never.
Exactly.
I don't think I ever did to begin with.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was always kind of.
I kind of laughed at his performance in Bordello of Blood.
I don't think
that was purposeful.
Yeah, I think that was for a different reason.
So Scott made these pralines, and he made them completely wrong because
he wasn't paying attention. Well, he was
strike
like,
one.
The Uncle Beard's YouTube channel or whatever playing loud as
Uncle
fuck.
Uncle Beardo.
Yeah, and he's not even listening to it. I'm like, pull up a recipe for Christ's sake, because every 3.5 seconds that fucking bearded hillbilly goes. And it was driving me insane. It was like Chinese water torture for my ears. It would be like, hey, I'm going to pour the thing in there and it's starting to wait. Then you put it on the stove, pour the thing.
Is it like part of his character?
Yeah.
It must be. There's no reason.
Or maybe a speech impediment?
He's like... Yeah, he's like Porky Pig.
So he pours these things out of this bowl, out of the pot, stings. And it looks like dog vomit.
Yeah, it looked like dog squeeze.
It was so gross.
Have you ever had a dog who, like, at the same time ate all your brown crayons, had diarrhea?
No.
Well, imagine
I'm picturing
it. Yeah, so that's what the treat was. Oh, my God. Awful, awful looking food.
Ugh.
What horrible people.
Terrible. So now we're officially in the new year, guys.
Yay.
We did it.
How was the new year for you? How did it treat you? Or the dropping of the balls.
Andy barely made it.
Woo!
Oh fuck! Oh my God! So Monday comes along, and the first of any month is awful if you're working at a grocery store.
Uh huh.
Because that's when all the people who get their food stamps and stuff, it's renewed.
Well, it's also return season.
Yeah.
Returns?
Well, I normally don't have to deal with those people. So the first rolls around, and of course, everybody I work with is either old as fuck or 16.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
I go into work and they're like, hey, you're the only cashier for the next, 8 hours?
Everyone else is dead or hungover.
Most of them are dead, so don't worry.
It's like, but don't worry, you got that little button right there on your cash register, you press it and people will come and help you. And I'll have like a line 12 people long, like ding, 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 ding. And 15 minutes later, after the ladies have started yelling, get another dresser up here.
Andy sends up the signal flare.
Maybe that button tells those women to yell that in 15 minutes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it sets up something in their brains.
Yeah, like it picks out the bitchiest customers in line and shoots radiation into their brain so they can be like act as a human alarm.
And here's something, just a public service announcement. Just because the last holiday shit has gone on sale does not mean that you need to fill a cart full of it and be like, look, ornaments are only 10 cents. Because I'll tell you what, the last customer of the day, after the lights turn off, I hear they're like all clear, and somebody's like, no, there's a lady coming. She comes up. And it ended up being something like 150 item transaction.
Ooh, holy
of all
shit.
The tiniest Christmas shit she could give me. Like, it's 90% off. Can you believe it?
Yeah, I marked it down, bitch. I work here.
If they didn't do that, though, Andy, then Target would be inundated with holiday supplies.
No, yeah. Send them back to fucking Santa Claus. I don't care.
That's what Chris was saying. We got like Christmas lights for 50 cents a fucking box at Target. And Chris is like, why are they going to get rid of it? I'm like, they don't want to warehouse fucking Christmas lights for 364 days.
But these people go crazy every time. Like, and it was bad for Halloween, too. And I saw people buying stuff for the new year, banners for the new year that said Happy 2018.
After the new year?
after the new year, they're like, look, this is a penny. Like, what are you going to use it for?
See, they're going to get some construction paper and put a 9.
Yeah.
Man.
But my, Halloween was especially bad because then it was like big fat gothic ladies walking up like, oh, yeah. Look, I got myself 20 black roses covered in glitter for a dime.
You can fill your shopping cart with tiny Three Musketeers.
If you're the type, if you're the type of goth who gets your paraphernalia up from the 90% off Halloween rack at Target, don't be a goth. You're not committed. All right.
Rethink your lifestyle choices.
You aren't goth enough.
Don't blow smoke up everybody's ass. Just, you know, like be like, oh man, I wish I could, but I'm just a normal person who doesn't have taste.
Don't mind me.
What other sorts of fun have I had? Not yesterday, but the day before, I opened the store, and one of my first customers is this pair of people from the South.
I like this story.
Now, I know they're from the South because they have these, like, she's actually like, oh, honey, come on over here, and like doing like the Southern accent, and they're buying cold medicine, so I have to ID them, which the gentleman did not like.
Sorry.
How many times did they say yeehaw?
Well,
we live in a cowboy town.
And so I get to the end of it, and I'm ringing him out, and the guy gets a phone call, and he stares at it, and like he doesn't know the number, he picks it up, goes, hello? 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 So he looks at his phone and hangs up, and his wife goes, who was it? He goes, I don't know, some N-word.
What?
And she looks at him and goes, they don't like that word in Reno.
They don't like that anywhere outside of like Missouri or Alabama, bro.
Guess where they're from.
Oh,
Alabama.
Knew it. Yeah.
Like immediately I was like, bruh.
See, at first I thought this story was going to be about the stupidity of her asking who was it after hearing him say hello. 7 times. But then when you throw the N-word, that plot point goes right out the window.
It was a casual one too. It's just like, I don't know.
Well, and how did he know?
I couldn't tell you, David.
Doesn't sound like anybody said anything to him.
Yeah, he could tell by that silence that there was a black person on the other end of that. What?
Some black person crank calling me again.
Yeah, oh my God, there they go again. Oh, Jesus. Oh.
It was wild. Like, the rest of my day was set up by that, and I was just like, oh my God, anybody else could be better. And then I had my next customer.
Uh-huh.
Who is this lady, and she's acting shifty like she's... Iron or like she's it looks like she's on meth or hasn't had meth in a little bit.
Okay.
Like
and
an
I
hour?
Ring her out and she goes, okay, now I want to speak to your manager. I said, okay. I turn on the light and the manager comes over and she goes, not that one.
What?
And I turn off the light. I was like, I don't know what's going on. She I goes, don't have you have anybody higher up? And
I don't
like,
have a light for a different manager.
No,
let me just flick the different manager light. Click.
Oh, you want to be escalated to the top manager light, like click, click, click.
So you have to turn a key.
You turn on like a manager signal, shines a spotlight on the ceiling.
And she goes, okay, then it's fine if you don't have a higher up manager. And she pays some of it with like a return card. At Target, we have cards that if you've done a return and you didn't have a receipt, you get this and you like you can't spend it anywhere else. And you get the lowest price that we've ever sold anything for.
Yeah.
And then after she's paid part of it, she goes, okay, now tell me how much that Jägermeister was.
Wasn't it?
And I said, I can't, I mean, I could post, let me just price check it, $20.99. Okay, now tell me how much, and keep in mind, it's like 8:30 in the morning.
Uh-huh. That's important.
Tell me how much the beer was. I was like, okay, it's $8.99. She goes, and it's going to show on my receipt.
I guess.
Yeah. Have you ever had a receipt handed to you before, you fucking tweaker? Jesus.
Now, you want to take it back?
How many times have you gotten a receipt and like it shows the list of the items and it all looked at the little periods all the way to where the price is and it has a question mark?
I don't know.
Oh no, David. It came back in Wingdings. Oh, shit, I can't read Wingdings. And she finally leaves and then the manager comes over and was like, what did she want? I was like, she wanted a manager. She's like, well, she tried to return a bunch of stuff except that she didn't have a receipt. And we haven't sold this stuff for a while, so I gave her like $15 on a card, and she was pissed off about it. And like she said that she kept it, and she did this to me too. She goes, "Okay, Andrew," and she poked at my name tag, and she goes, "I'll trust you on that." And apparently she kept on poking her in the chest at her name tag and saying, "I got your name now."
What? Should have slapped her hand.
Apparently yesterday she came back in and tried to return that booze with that receipt.
Huh?
What?
And tried to get money for it.
She tried to get money for it. They're like, well, no, you paid with this merchandise card. She's like, yeah, but it's right here on this receipt, $20.99.
What? But okay, so what the fuck? Like, you'd think that she would be into the booze. Like, why buy the booze if you're
that
just
was her
going,
jam?
Like, that is the least returnable item. Like, go buy some clothes.
David, nothing is the least returnable item.
I'm pretty sure food is high on that list.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if, when you're thinking of things to return, like, up at the top, you cannot return, like, fresh fruit and vegetables if it goes to shit in, like, a couple of days.
Yes, you can.
That is fucking I mean, for normal, you know, empathetic, you know, people, normal human beings, they shouldn't be doing that.
See, what I learned that one of my favorite things is that customer service desk, because I get to decide the fate of your money.
Oh, yeah.
People come up, and if you're nice, I'll try to work it out for you. It's like, this shit doesn't work. And I look at the receipt, it's like, yeah, you got this 5 months ago.
Yeah, it worked for 5 months. What the fuck?
Like, either warranty it with the company or get the hell out.
And that's the thing. I don't think of anything at Target as being, like, irreplaceable. Like, if I bought something there, like, if I got, like, you know, that rip-off, that idea that ripped off of me, rather, the fucking s'mores maker, if I go get that and it dies in 4 or 5 months, I'm not going to be like, whoa, what the fuck, Target? You owe me. Like, I just, you throw it away. It was $20.
Yeah.
And it's always, like, I always get these people that just come in and like, yeah, I bought a bunch of clothes, but I don't want them. Like, okay, you bought these 3 days ago. Well, you spent $200 on clothes, and now you're just like, meh.
I bet they wore them all to a fancy dress party and then are returning them because they tucked the tags inside the sleeves.
Clever girl.
That is clever.
I was getting a lot of returns today that were purchased, like dresses and high heels that were purchased on, the 30th.
Yeah. What kind of human garbage do you have to be to do that?
People do it all the time.
That is crazy. Like, the fact that
these things happen.
Yeah, that's like a sitcom thing. That's like a lazy writer trope. No one does that in real life. Not human beings.
It's real life experience they're drawing from.
Holy shit. Yeah, I'm glad I do not work in retail anymore, Andy, but I'm glad you do, because I still like to hear about it from time to time.
They're all so crazy, David. I hate them.
It kind of makes me want to like go to the Starbucks at the Target and just like sit and people watch for a while.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, and since it is the one we have in our Target is also like a branded Starbucks. So even if you put a Starbucks inside a Target, hipsters and old people will come in and spend all day writing.
The old people we get at our Starbucks mostly sit and stink up the place. That's another thing. Okay. I know that you're very old. Yes. You should still clean yourself, old man.
Yeah. Okay. What is the deal with that? Because I worked in an assisted living complex where if they wanted to, they could have someone bathe them. And they refused. I don't know what it is. After you get to a certain age, like your nose just quits functioning altogether, apparently.
That and large people that don't clean themselves. Like, I get it. Like, it's hard to get under everywhere and all that, but please don't just put perfume on top of it, because then you smell like a lovely trash fire.
Did you say becunts?
I swear to God, that's what he said.
Yeah, that's the thing. We were at Fry's, the grocery store, just today, and there were two huge potato-shaped dudes in those, the rascals they give you at the store, just following each other, like the tiniest, saddest train you've ever seen. And I thought one of them was a girl, because all I could see was from behind, and at that size, you can't distinguish body type, and it was just like this long greasy black hair. I'm like, oh, at least they spend time together on various rascals. A couple, you know, that couple still has a fire for each other. And then it turns around, it's a dude with a big black goatee, and I'm like, ugh.
Could be a lady with a big black goatee.
I don't know. It's pretty thick for a lady. I haven't. the thickest one I ever saw was at a corn dog shack, and that one was out of this world.
See, the thickest one I ever saw, I was working at the Verizon store,
mm-hmm.
and a lady came in on a rascal, overweight, and she had. Almost, like, David, it was a little thinner, but about your size goatee.
What?
Radical.
And she came in and she said, do you guys sell internet plans that can handle Second Life?
Oh no.
God. Here's the thing.
And I was like, oh.
You were like, yes, lady. We do.
Now, here's the thing about,
on
like,
the house.
Women with hair on their face. Nobody is too poor to own something with a reflective surface on it. I guarantee every time you roll your fat ass into the bathroom, there's a full-size vanity mirror, even if you live in the shittiest of apartments. What do you see when you look into that? And why aren't you taking steps to avoid it?
Because razors and or wax cost money?
Tweezers are at the dollar store.
So are razors.
And so are razors.
Yeah, let's go get a dollar store razor.
Hey, you know, you get take tetanus. What you can get.
And when you fall in hard times, you might be looking for those razors.
I'm wary of dollar store water that's the same brand you get anywhere else. Like, is this real?
Well, usually because it's 69 cents at the grocery store. Yeah.
Made for penitentiaries.
I thought you were going to say made for penetration.
Lube up that hole.
Nature's lube. Just a whole gallon of it. It's cheap as shit. Oh, man. Guys, can I tell you a little bit about my favorite dinosaur documentary?
I wish you would.
So I was cleaning out the studio a couple days ago, throwing stuff out left and right, organizing all the knickknacks and all the wonderful things that people send me. Realize I have a lot of things that are made into the shape of a dick that people send me.
Thank you, Keith.
Thank you, Keith. But I found... Now, I have Dubai this on VHS and then have my dad burn it to DVDs for me.
Theodore Rex.
No, that's not a documentary. And it's also terrible.
Sure.
No, it's called The Great Dinosaur Hunt. And I think that everyone everywhere should get a copy. You're going to have to get it on VHS because it was made out of the public broadcasting station of Pittsburgh in 1983. Wow.
I'm so bored.
How dare you? But seriously, if you grew up in the 90s, this has everything you want in a dinosaur. Like, all it's crappy 90s, like, production value. It's like local PBS shit. It is, you know, one of the best things I've ever seen. Plus, some of the information is still scientifically correct today.
Some of this information is still correct. It's not what you want to hear from a documentary.
Most is not. Yeah.
Like, to date, there are literally thousands of dinosaur species that have been cataloged and registered and all that, like, accepted in science, plus all the ones that are still up in the air based on fragmentary specimens. So this documentary is like, today we have over 100 known species of dinosaurs. So, I mean,
wow.
the change that has like what has been in the paleontological community is incredible because they're like, whoa, over 100. And kids are like, oh my God. And we've got like several thousand at this point.
That is cool seeing sort of the snapback in the past of
but
it.
Now I'm imagining like kids, we have over 100 different species of dinosaurs. And yes, they all lived in the time of Adam.
No, it's not that backwards. But the great thing about this, this documentary, The Great Dinosaur Hunt, is because Robert Bacher wrote his book, The Dinosaur Heresies, like in the 60s, and it made him a pariah. And so here in the 80s, he's like getting a little bit of his just desserts, like he was finally vindicated. And so throughout the entire documentary, he's essentially just rubbing the faces of every other paleontologist in his shit. And it is hilarious.
And he has a bunch of photos, and every once in a while he'll just drop trowel and drop a deuce on some guy's face.
Yeah, there's a good 10 minutes of it where he's just like holding up photocopies of like old, like dead paleontologists, and like he rubs them on his ass and he balls them up and he throws them into the trash can. He does that for 10 straight
minutes.
Backyard
to fossilize.
Yeah,
for future scientists to see his ridicule.
Yeah, it's so crazy because he's still like, hey guys, check this out. Did you know dinosaurs probably weren't cold-blooded? Like that, like they're still pushing that angle. They're like, okay guys, I know, you know, reptiles and everything, not cold-blooded. Isn't that wild? And Bob Bacher's like, oh man, could you believe it? What if they were warm-blooded? It's so crazy. Oh, I love it though.
Hey, okay, so I just saw something interesting.
Mm-hmm.
What's the best way to bury me so I become fossilized?
You have to be buried very quickly by a flood, so you have to get covered in silt and sand.
Shit.
We can make this happen for you.
Yeah, I mean, there's, you know, umpteen hundred centrosaurs in a huge bone bed that got washed away in a river. This can happen for you too, Andy.
But I don't want to be washed away in a river. I want to be dead by the time I'm fossilized.
Well, no, what you'll do is you'll die... you know, we'll
one
throw,
way or another.
Yeah, we'll you know, somehow you'll die. We'll throw you into like near the bank of a river that's about
we'll
to flood.
We'll hide your body in the river.
Yeah. Well, now if you're like on the edge, like if we know a good flood's coming and you're like pretty much dead anyway, would you want us to go ahead and pull the plug for you?
Sure. Just wheelchair me out near the flood.
We'll get an extension cord. We'll wheel your bed all the way to the river's edge, and then we'll pull it right as the flood waters rise.
Yeah, because we don't want to waste a flood. Like if the Nile is about to go, and you're like, I'm not dead yet. Should we just all right? You know, we had this agreement.
Because you agreed. Look, guys, we have so many problems. We had so many problems. I suppose connecting human ancestors with a fossil record. I want to be like a new. That's, part of the fossil record.
It's an interesting idea.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. It'll take at least 500,000 years.
That's fine. We'll all be dead by then.
Well, I mean, you're dying at the beginning of this scenario.
Oh no! Did I mention that I put my brain in a robot body and you're just hucking me out there?
Oh.
Oh, so okay. This is some weird fantasy of wanting to become fossilized and then discovering yourself later.
Oh yeah, wouldn't you be the best robot scientist in the world if you were you go and you're like, I'm gonna go make a name for myself in paleontology, and then you just go where your body is buried.
Find yourself.
Andy's calling a shot.
Yeah, that would be brilliant. But yeah, so
I don't know why he's digging up this body with a baseball bat.
So all you have to do is get covered when the completely covered. P.S. When the flood recedes, you'll have to experience several more floods so that the water can carry away the calcium in your bones and replace it with minerals.
Tell you what, every few years, me and David will come by with a garden hose.
Yeah, and I'm like, hey, Andy, how's it going?
Well, thank you.
Yeah, just like a little watering can, with a little flower spout, and like, do-do-do-do-do. Bye,
fossils
Andy!
Fossils coming along nicely this year.
Oh, yeah. Fossils are growing. Because I swear to God, if I get turned into, coal...
Hey, that's not bad.
Well, you have to be plant matter to turn into coal, so you're safe with that.
So we'll work on that part first.
Okay, good.
Turning you into plant matter, I mean.
Go to the doctor and see if you can take a switch from fauna to flora, if that's at all possible.
Can you replace all of my blood with chlorophyll?
I need cell walls, doctor, on the double.
I'm looking to transition kingdoms.
I gotta get out of this phyla.
I identify with a different class.
Doctor, I was born a sunflower.
I was born a sunfish.
Adam was born a sun god.
It's true.
I don't know if there's... Ah, you're scaring me. I thought you were the tiger. Guys, I have a question for you. You're familiar with 90s alternative?
Yeah.
Am I?
Well, Bush.
Believe you me, I know Bush when I see Bush. Or hear it sometimes. So, no, here's the thing. Weezer's song, Destroy My Sweater. Are you familiar with that song?
Yes.
I have heard that song probably 1,000 times. And it just came on my Alexa today while I was listening to the top 90s alternative hits. And my question is, why is he giving someone instruction to destroy his sweater?
Because
I think it was a sweater that he lent a girlfriend or something, or gave to a girlfriend.
Something like that. And River Cuomo is just kind of a downer.
Well, but he's saying he's wearing the sweater still, so he didn't give it to a girlfriend because he says, if you hold the string, I'll walk away and it'll destroy the sweater.
Oh, okay.
Maybe it's her. Maybe it's her sweater, and she forgot about it. And he's like, "I'm breaking up with you. Also, your sweater's fucked."
I'm breaking up with you. Hold the string.
P.S. If someone gives you a sweater that can become undone by just pulling one string, that was a shitty gift.
They don't like you that much.
But I couldn't tell. I've heard that song a zillion times, and I even listened to it today. Actually listened to the lyrics, and I still don't have any idea what's going on there.
I have no idea what's going on in most songs.
Yeah, I wouldn't read too much into it.
Well, I can get most songs, but 90s alternative was that sweet spot where you could write fucking gibberish and everyone's like, oh man, that is fucking awesome.
David, the song Pompeii, is it actually about Pompeii?
People
have assured me that it's not, but when you listen to the lyrics, yeah, it sounds like the guy is fucking dying in Pompeii.
I think he's using Pompeii as an allegory for trouble in his own life.
Hmm.
But, you know.
I don't like allegories. From now on, songwriters, you have to write what you mean.
Yeah,
okay, Hitler.
Make everything very, very literal. rap already does that, I feel, though.
You have to write songs as though you were Jimmy Buffett.
Where you just want a margarita?
Well, no, where you tell it, you tell a story instead of just, allegories
and
shit. Like, the song Boat Drinks? The boys in the band wanted boat drinks. That's the song.
What about Margaritaville? It's like, he wants to go there, and then he gets there, and you're like, yeah, I knew that was coming.
And same thing with the Pina Colada song. It's about cheating on your wife, except that you're cheating on your wife with your wife.
True.
With a pina colada.
But that's, I don't know
while
if I
drunk.
Would, I don't know if I would like every song to just be pure exposition.
No?
There are some good story songwriters out there. Murder by Death is one I would check out if I were you. But I don't want every song to be like, well, I woke up this morning and I went to the thing, did this, saw my girlfriend. It was kind of cool. And it was like, we had an awkward moment and like all of this to music. And like, you know,
well,
then I went
and
had lunch.
To it and I might be on board.
Yeah. Like, I don't want to hear, you know, ballads all the time.
Also, I was thinking the other day, I was listening to Guns N' Roses and Sweet Child of Mine came on.
Uh-huh.
I like to think the end of that song was written while they were lost on the tour bus.
What do you mean?
Because he just starts going, where do we go now?
Oh, God.
We're supposed to be at a concert, and he's just sitting writing that over and over in his lyrics book.
Oh, man. P.S., how great were the 90s and their music?
We actually just, and this is probably bumping up my staff recommendation, but I just watched the whole documentary series on Netflix called The Toys That Made Us.
I've been tempted by that. It was good?
Well, yeah. Well, it's really interesting. And right now there's going to be 8 episodes. Right now there's 4 episodes. They talk about Star Wars toys, which was interesting because everybody else is like, nah, we don't want to make your shitty Star Wars toys. Those are not going to make any money.
Yeah.
There's a Barbie, which is an interesting story about this lady that was like a white collar criminal and a guy that was addicted to cocaine that married Zsa Zsa Gabor, and they invented Barbie based on a German sex doll.
It's a tale as old as time.
Yep. I remember Cogsworth telling that to Lumiere. Yep.
G.I. Joe is just G.I. Joe. I mean,
there's no subtext to that.
But my favorite episode out of the 4 is He-Man, because it's a bunch of guys that's like, oh, shit, we got to make toys. And make them muscly or something. And then the story of how it gets sold to people is like, they go in and it's like, well, yeah, but right now Star Wars toys are popular, and how are you going to compete with that? It's like, we'll put comic books in it. And everybody behind him is like, shit, comic books?
He's like, well, when did you think of that? He's like, just now.
I didn't.
We'll make
and then
him-
the He-Man one, the guys are always cussing. Like, these
what?
Old dudes that created He-Man are like, look, these little fuckers will take all their money.
Well, yeah, because He-Man and G.I. Joe and Transformers and shit all came about in the 80s, where it was like, make a toy and be like, hey, you know what would be a great way to sell this toy? We'll make a cartoon about it.
But apparently,
He-Man started that.
Yeah, He-Man started that whole thing.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And that was after, they sell their He-Man toys to Child World, which I don't remember Child World.
Me neither.
But it had a creepy panda mascot that you see over and over in this thing. And then they go to Toys R Us, the guy goes, and then there's going to be a comic book in all these, because they finally worked all that out. And the guy goes, well, aren't you supposed to be selling these to 5-year-olds? He goes, yeah. He goes, 5-year-olds don't read. And the guy goes,
oh, shit.
I neglected to tell you about the 2 1-hour specials we're having animated.
When did He-Man come around? Like late 70s?
82.
82. Early 80s. That was the thing, man. The 80s was the time for exploitation. Like, shit was loose, cocaine was flowing like crazy, and people were like, let's make a toy and then make a cartoon about it. These little
AIDS
motherfuckers
didn't exist yet.
Yeah, these motherfuckers won't learn a thing from our cartoons, and we guarantee it.
Well, they even talk about, like, the morals they put at the end of He-Man, where it's like, you know what's not fun? Bashing some guy's head with a mace, kids. So they put that there because they were like, yeah, this cartoon is just here to sell action figures, but
yeah.
We don't want parents to look at it and go, that's just... You're just trying to sell stink ore to my kid.
Yeah. In today's world where, you know, you're constantly being marketed to, but it's like kind of sly and they make it be like, oh yeah, you're seeing an ad, but it's more like a funny internet video. Back then it was like, fuck it. You kids want these toys. Come buy them.
You come get them.
And David, I watched a bunch of the commercials for old He-Man action figures because I was interested.
Uh-huh.
Like, the theme song for the action figures is bum, 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 and that's it. Except that for each new toy, they have a guy in the background chanting the name of the toy over and over for 30 seconds while this thing is going on. It's like, He-Man, 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 or Skunko. It's just, I'm like, damn, they're just pounding that into a fucking kid's head.
I can't ever see that getting annoying.
I will never get tired of this.
Yeah, so it's basically like they're Manchurian candidate kids where like that commercial turns on, like their mom walks by, turns off the TV, and he's like, He-Man, He-Man, He-Man. That's how my nephew is with PJ Masks, though. He's fucking gaga for that shit. And I watch it, and like, that's the thing with cartoons aimed at kids now as opposed to then is like they're all about learning. Like everything is like a lesson about friendship or jealousy or you know, avarice or whatever.
Gluttony, lust,
murder, you know, all the big ones. And that's the thing. It's all like, oh, you know, we're doing this, but they, so like with PJ Masks especially, it is the most bullshit show I've ever seen. The kids wake up in the morning, discover
feeling
a crime.
Like P. Diddy.
Yeah, they look like P. Diddy. They discover a crime early in the morning, and they're like, one was like, oh man, our sports shed has no sports equipment in it. That's
odd. Just a regular shed.
Yeah, now it's just
God
a shed.
Damn it.
And so they go, oh man, we got to find out who did this. Cut to that night, because PJ stands for pajamas, and they can only wear their costume at night. So if they discover a crime at 7 in the morning, it will be at least 16 hours before they can do shit one about it.
The criminal's over the state line by now.
And then they can drive.
Yeah,
like, I got all these basketballs, and the little fucks couldn't do anything.
Yeah, they could witness a man kill another man with a switchblade, stabbing him repeatedly in the gut in a back alley, and they'd be like, hold on, sir! And in 12 hours, they would show back up to his rotting, bloated corpse, and the actual
God
police would
it,
have to clear
dusk.
Away. Yeah, it's like, shittiest heroes ever! My God!
I think even Batman fights crime in the day sometimes.
Yeah, and like, they don't even go as far as like, because, you know, He-Man would use his sword. He would kill a motherfucker every once in a while.
And then he'd do some watercolors or baking afterwards.
Yeah, what they'll do is they'll play Capture the Flag with their enemy.
Okay, guys, we caught you, and now we're going to play touch football to decide the fate of your...
Yeah, it's ridiculous. They were fighting this like super scientist kid all because he had like a device that could make copies of stuff. And he was like, he made a copy of a bench, and then he made a copy of a tree. And they're like, hey, man, that's evil. And I'm like, why?
Well, it's only a matter of time before he starts copying money.
Oh, they're just pounding capitalism and stuff. Because if that kid can make copies of stuff, then he could give them away, and that's socialism.
Oh, you're right.
God, no, the worst injustice of them all. Oh, and P.S., the villain. Here's my favorite part about this show is the villain. He
is it the Moth Girl?
No, it's he's Romeo, which is like the weirdest name. He, like, not Dr. Romeo. He's a fucking mad scientist kid with steampunk goggles and like Frankenstein fucking hairdo.
And his name is Romeo.
So, okay. So like, he invents a device that steals Owlette's powers, and then he accidentally imbues them to the other two characters in addition to himself. So everyone can fly now.
Except Owlette.
No, even Owlette still can.
Okay.
So essentially, no one lost anything. They only gained it. And they're like, hey, man.
That's socialism.
He's like, that's uncool. So Owlette's jealous. And they the thing is, like, they have to stop every 2.5 minutes. So they can be like, whoa, like, I don't know how to fly. And Owlette's jealous. And then, like, they have to take, like, a break for that plot point. A break for, like, hey, man. I'm jealous. Hey, man. Oh, you're kind of getting good at this. You know what? After all, it turns out when we all have the same powers, everything's better. And so along the way, every 2.5 minutes is broken up by the villain being like, hey, guys, I'm still a bad guy. Come get me. Hey, PJ Mask, look at me go. And he'll fly 20 feet and wait there tapping his foot while they have their fucking dumb shit conversation about friendship and jealousy. And then he'll be like, guys, still over here. Me, the bad guy. I'm going to rule the world. And they're like, oh,
I'm the bad
guy
that stole absolutely nothing and made your lives better.
Yeah, he only brought good into our world so far. Get him. And that's the thing. He's like, now I'm off to rule the world. But, like, the world has no adults in it except for the one adult who's always like, the shed's empty again. Ugh.
I'll put a lock on this stupid thing.
Two episodes in a row. There's like an adult in like a sweater vest, and he's like a total nerd, and he's like a moron, and he's like scratching his chin, and one of the kids are like, hey, Mr. So-and-so, what's up? And he's like, oh, the shed with all of our toys in it is empty. That's strange. Not like, we've been burgled. Hello? You're an adult. Don't let the kids...
I like the fact that this school has nothing but sheds full of stuff.
Yeah.
So many sheds.
Oh, it was the same shed. It just gets hit over and over again because no one knows. Like, hey, maybe if you put a fucking lock on the thing.
This happens again. I may have to put a man trap out.
Yeah. Worst fucking kids show ever. PJ Mask.
Good for us. We railed on a children's
the
show.
The theme song is terrible.
Yeah, awful. It's all terrible. And their powers are insane. One's a gecko, one's a cat, and one's an owl. And they'll like all they have to do is just say a word that starts with their animal, and they can do it.
What?
He's like, oh man, I got a gecko strength, and he's like, oh, like geckos are super strong, you know?
Yeah, you know how strong geckos are.
Yeah, so and you'll be like, oh man, this jar is stuck, and he'd be like, gecko, open this jar. As long as you say gecko or cat or owl before anything they do, they can solve any problem they want. They're like,
that could come in really handy later on. It's like a gecko orthodontistry, and you save like a lot of money.
Yeah, like you're stuck in a public shitter, and you see you see the bare cardboard roll on the thing, and you're like, oh, gecko wipe, and you're like, wham. Fuck. Crazy.
Gecko plan B pill.
Uh-oh.
Whoops.
They're children.
Yeah, well,
I said much later on.
Yeah, they'll grow up.
I don't know.
Like when they're in college, the kid will be like, oh, cat super study. We're going through a book real quick.
They reboot in 2030 is going to be much darker.
Cat hangover cure.
PJ Mask Beyond. Where, like, they're training three new kids, and the old ones are, like, now really old, and they're, like, three Bruce Waynes, and they're in those, like, Professor X-style hovering wheelchairs.
And they can all walk. They just don't want to.
Yeah, they don't want to. They all have those green plaid blankets over their legs.
No, David, it's not going to be Beyond. It's going to be a... It's going to be... We're bringing back Extreme.
We're bringing it back?
Obviously, by 2020, Extreme is going to be back.
Yeah,
so
it's going
to be
like the
80s
again.
PJ Masks Extreme.
Okay, because it can either be Beyond... The Next, Extreme, or what was the other one that they always did when they wanted to reboot something?
There was the Extreme Ghostbusters, wasn't it?
Yeah, the Extreme Ghostbusters.
The Return?
There was, no cartoon ever used The Return. Oh, The Next Generation.
Mm. Yes, of course.
Like the Ninja Turtles did and shit the bed with.
And Star Trek.
Look, we have a girl turtle and girls didn't care.
Hey, look, this girl turtle has tits, but they don't produce milk. Who's that
They're
for?
Really constricted by this turtle
it's
shell.
It's like a shell tit.
Yeah. What if you never filled out your shell, or what if you overfilled your shell?
What up, girl? Are you Venus the turtle? Because I'm going to crack those titties open like an egg?
Yeah, and what do you do? Like, say you're one of those weirdos who gets with that, and you're like, oh, wow, this is so smooth and hard. How interesting I find that.
Hold it. Give me a marker. I'm going to draw some green nipples on here.
Whoa, totally real. And what do they take off? Their bandanas?
No, my secret identity.
Yeah, I was gonna say you'd know her secret identity as turtle.
No, I mean when they have sex. I mean when they get undressed for sex, do they pull off their elbow and knee pads? They're like, yeah, let's fuck, and like, because they don't wear pants.
You gotta put the weapons aside too.
Well, yeah, you also have to take off your belt that has your initial on it.
What weapon did Venus use?
Feminine wiles.
No, she used fuck, I don't know. I didn't even think she fought.
I don't remember her ever fighting.
Every time a fight broke out, she'd go, my period, and run away.
And why give yourself, like, the ponytail bandana or, like, the mask? Why do you have to have that braided down to your ass? Who is that for? Like, that's for bad guys to yank your head off, you moron. Jesus
Christ.
You're
gonna get caught in a wind turbine or something.
Yeah, you can never ride a motorcycle. The turtle cycle, rather. Come on.
Stuck in the van the whole time.
Come on. We need alliteration in our toys.
The sewer cycle.
That's what I just fucking said.
The sewer cycle.
Fuck you. It's time for Craigslist.
Okay. Guys, you heard it from Andy's mouth. It's time for Creeping on Craigslist.
I have looked upon the dark corners of the internet. I have seen satanic rituals, bees in jars, and adult infants. I pushed through this jungle and beheld bathtubs of noodles and desecrated train tracks. Still, I moved on, not knowing what horrors I would uncover. The darkest heart of the Congo and the Amazon were paradise compared to this. I'm still here. It won't let me leave. But perhaps the tales I uncover will keep you from making the same mistake. This is Creeping on Craigslist.
Boom. Andy, real quick, would it have been funnier if up top, instead of being Sniffy Elliot, I was Sniffy Longstocking?
Maybe. I mean, you don't have the ponytails for it.
All right, I'll let the listener decide. Go ahead.
So we're going to go with this one. It's labeled Soon. M-W Soon. For M. Reston. So this is from Northern Virginia, Casual Encounters. I can't read over my microphone. Here we go. And this is, like I was telling Adam earlier, this is the first one where I'm not repelled by the picture of the body in it.
All right. That's a first for us.
It's Promising.
35 white male, 26-year-old mixed female here. Both fit and very attractive.
All right. Now, you see in the picture, is that true?
She doesn't look mixed.
No, about the attractiveness.
It's average.
Okay.
We can't see a face. So
all we're seeing is armpits to knees.
A 5 in real life is a 10 on Craigslist.
Well, hell, then we're already there. Her, 5'2", 105 pounds, B cup, dark hair and eyes, toned and very tight. Gorgeous ass.
Okay.
Him, that's pretty gay, yo.
Him, what? Who? Wait,
him
wait.
Just briefly describing his physique as gay?
Wait. What? So he is editorializing in the ad?
I think he is. I think if you're asking about him and you're a dude, they're like, hey, stop being gay.
Well, I don't understand this, but continue.
It's a male and a female looking for a male.
Oh. That's what I'm saying, man.
What we are looking for, we have very specific fetishes.
We are very discerning kinksters.
Need a clean and fit guy between 30 and 82.
That is a huge swing.
That's not a very specific.
Casting a very wide net.
Yeah, but that's they're taking me up on my advice. I always tell people, cast a wide net on Craigslist. You'll catch more weirdos.
More really weird fish.
No older.
Yeah, if you're 83, need not apply. And also, how do you know how to use a computer?
My grandchildren taught me.
Who taught you?
Must be hung and fit with at least a 2-pack.
At least a 2? I feel like that's pretty easy.
And of course, clean.
Right, yeah. But yeah,
I don't know
so
if that means drugs or just dirt in general.
What constitutes a 2-pack? Like, is it just the top 2 abs or is there a line like straight down the middle?
I think it might be my moobs.
Oh, yeah, maybe it is straight down the middle, but I bet they'd accept like one up top left and one down bottom right.
Yeah.
As long as there's 2 in that 6 somewhere.
Is that what happens? You can play tic-tac-toe with your abs diagonally.
Is that what happens if I do like the cross crunches all the time and nothing else?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you're constantly throwing that right knee into that or right elbow into that left knee, you'll have like a weird like slanted 3-pack.
Keep on doing them both ways at him, and you're gonna have a big X, and then you can go to a DMX concert and take your shirt off and be like, X, go give it to you.
And then you can be like, wait, what year is this? Why am I at a DMX concert?
Have I gone back in time through my crunches?
And then you can wonder aloud, will X give it to me?
When is it gonna get here? Could have swore he sent it to me forever ago.
He keeps on saying he's going to give it to me, but he never shows up with anything.
Oh boy.
X forgot it in the car again.
God.
Willing to say the Lord's Prayer before getting down.
What?
What do you, like, they're saying they're willing and they don't want to do it, but they will if you
I think you must be willing.
Oh, okay. I take that back. Sorry.
There will be no male-on-male physical contact at all.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, bro.
I already said it was gay.
Don't cross the streams. The streams are our penises.
There will be prolonged male-to-male eye contact.
That's required?
That's way worse! I would rather touch another man's penis with my penis than fuck a woman with another dude never breaking eye contact.
Hold!
Yeah, I would rather, like, I would do it purposefully. I would slap his dick with mine if it meant we didn't have to look in each other's eyes.
Look away, slap.
Also must be comfortable letting our dog watch.
What? Well,
like, unless the dog can run a video camera, you're pretty safe, right?
It's funny you should mention that.
Yeah, I think the dog would probably become disinterested or think that you were hurting his mom and get up there and try to attack you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, also depends on the kind of dog.
Yeah, I suppose. She loves giving and receiving oral. Please note what you're doing down there.
Wait,
where am I going?
Getting oral? Do you need to know what you're doing?
You gotta know what you're doing about getting oral.
If you're receiving, you better know what you're doing down there. AKA getting a boner.
I don't know what to do.
What is happening? Well, should I say soft? I'm so confused.
Okay, let's settle on half mass then.
Okay, yeah.
You have to call her Ezekiel.
What?
And be willing to shower in front of a group of people once finished.
Whoa.
What? So this is like a church thing.
It's starting to sound like a cult.
Oh, yeah, that's even worse.
It could be, yeah. And the dog has 3 heads. It's Cerberus.
Oh, no. It's a good old Satanist church, complete with locker room with stadium seating.
That's like one of those surgery theaters.
Yeah. I would like to look up and see like at least two or three pairs of those opera binoculars and some white gloves holding them up.
They won't watch you in the act.
Oh, okay.
Phew.
So the showering, that's what we're into.
He's like, because your eyes are going to be meeting mine, bro.
Hey, right here, right here.
I don't want you looking at my wife while you're banging her.
You have such beautiful green eyes. I don't get this one, but if you have a AAA membership, it will make things way easier.
You know, in case you break down on the way here.
Because you're going to have to drive through that bramble patch we planted to keep the gummy men out of our front lawn. So when AAA comes out to replace the four tires that you've blown while you're getting blown, you're going to need that AAA.
And then it says art history majors to the front of the line.
What?
What?
Are these all part of the fetish?
Yeah.
So... art history majors. Do you think in the room they will be fucking in, it has a huge four-post bed with like that sort of black satiny shit on top, and there's like prints of the masters of art, you know, painting on the wall?
Wait.
The Dutch masters?
Yeah.
And maybe after you have sex, they will be presenting you with like picture-perfect knockoffs of famous paintings. Like, you think we could sell these to somebody?
All right, now, you keep staring at me, but tell her about Picasso's Blue Period.
And then, what if they've got, like, one of Picasso's mummified fingers they use as a sex aid?
Oh.
Is this Van Gogh's ear?
Yeah, they have the ear that's in a frame, like, at the head of the bed.
Oh, no, I thought they might be using it as a cock ring.
Oh! No, it's like, you know how when basketball players will like have the name of their team above the exit to the locker room and they'll all hit it as they go out? Like, his ear is above the door to their sex dungeon. They hit it as they go in. Like, they kiss their hand and give it a slap. It's like, be with me, Van Gogh. Mwah, slap.
Hope you hear me.
Don't let me Van Gogh too soon, if you know what I mean. And then, like, they're like, hey, man, move the line along. We all got to touch the ear.
I got one more.
Okay.
This one is called Fishing Buddy. Not gay. Never been gay. Do not want to be gay. M for M.
All right. I feel like I know what I'm in for, but go ahead.
And gay. There's a picture of a boat.
Is it a pea pod?
No, it's a nice little boat.
That means nothing.
Is this some sort of gay thing?
I have plenty of people who love going fishing with me. What I do not have is a following. The following, not a following. I mean.
Oh.
I don't know about his social media.
The following.
Here's a list.
I thought he was talking about that M. Night Shyamalan movie. What I don't have is a copy of The Following.
The Following is a TV show.
Yeah, the Following was that from the producers of Scary Movie 5.
Ah, good, yes.
Or, yeah, Scary Movie.
He does not have The Following. A fisherman who lives close by.
Oh, so, bummer.
A guy who has equal talents for all kinds of fishing. I seldom use live bait to fish, all casting lures. However, live bait does have a place in my life.
Gay!
This guy sounds like a fishing nerd.
He does, but I don't understand. Like, live bait, I made room in my heart. I made room in my love liver.
I have worms in my heart.
I've only got so much room for the baits that I love, and that's one bait. After masturbate, they all take a really steep drop off.
a person who is willing to share reasonable expenses.
Well, that's reasonable.
A person who does not drink and smoke on my boat or in my auto, but I don't care if you bring beer. I do not drink such. He just said he doesn't want you to drink in the boat, but you can bring beer.
Well, what he'll do is he'll put out like one of those inflatable rafts and he'll tow you like 5 feet behind the thing. And so you can be like, hey, man, how you doing back there? You're like, woo, MGD.
Who calls it an auto?
No smoking in my auto, please.
Put the cigarette out in my auto.
I will throw all of your things out of the boot.
Yeah. Get your gloves out of that compartment.
I have to lift up the bonnet.
A person that does not cancel at the last moment without good reason, like their death, maiming, traumatic brain injury, etc.
What?
Mm-hmm. That seems like a really high bar. Like, hey, dude, I'm sorry I can't come. A thing came up like, you better be fucking dead. You told me we'd go fishing today. Have you been using live bait?
I would also include shitting yourself accidentally, because that'll ruin an entire day.
Yeah, don't do that in my auto.
Yeah.
My auto.
Or my boat.
Yeah.
A person who is on time most of the time, if not all of the time, like me.
Yeah, so he wants a punctual friend. I can identify with this fisherman.
You don't set out like a list for anyway.
Yeah, this is a good foundation for a friendship.
Yeah, strict rules.
A person who can cast out having hooks embedded in my ear.
What?
Or breaking my rods in half. You break it, you paid for it.
Oh.
Yeah, I definitely feel like that is the bare minimum you'd want out of a fisherman that you're fishing with is the ability to not snag you or break your shit.
My sister had a fishing hook in her eye once.
Oh, God.
In the eye itself?
In the eye itself.
Holy hell. Is she blind?
No.
Did she die?
Did when they cast the rod forward again, did it pull it out and it fly across?
I don't think
across...
they cast the rod forward again.
Well,
caught a record-breaking walleye with that eye.
You didn't let me finish. Did it fly across the lake to the redneck bar and land in a drunk woman's martini?
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. That's why I would call my older sister Old Eye Patchy.
See, now aren't you glad you let me finish?
Well, when her eye came out, she was really shaken. Not stirred.
Not stirred.
I hate both of you.
A person who knows how to tie their own lures, or a person who will listen and comprehend when I give them instructions to do such. Don't keep asking me, can you help me tie this on? I have a 10-time knot tying limit. After that, you're dropped on James Island. James Island sounds like the name of his penis. I'm just saying.
Drop face first on James Island.
So help me, I will take you to James Island.
But here's the thing. This is so specific. He must have had a nephew or a cousin he took out who fucking hooked him in the ear, broke one of his rods, and like he would be like, okay, tie this lure. I've showed you how to do it. He turns around and busies himself in the tackle box. He turns around and his nephew or cousin or whatever is just like a mummy in fishing line, and he's got the hook like somewhere in like his nose or something. So I'm sure this guy has been through every last one of these things.
And let's see. A person who is no bullshitter, does not tell lies, is boastful, brash, demeaning know-it-alls.
So,
no one knows it all, he says. But it seems like he wants me to be a boastful, brash, demeaning know-it-all.
Yeah,
but,
that sentence took a real hard left turn in the center of it.
I am not a prudish asshole. I am kind and understanding, willing to listen to others and the manner in which they fish. I don't think being prude has anything to do with fishing, unless you're fucking the fish.
Until it comes to that 11th knot, then so help you.
You're going straight to James Island.
I wouldn't let my daughter
do it. I'm
going
to skip a few of these. They're not very good. Age is 63, in fair to good shape. Do not need help with anything. I would expect you to pull the anchor in once in a while. I usually do not anchor. I know plenty of good fishing spots. I seldom zero out. I don't do anything illegal.
Yeah, so if you're thinking of doing illegal things by finding a casual fishing buddy on Craigslist, you've come to the wrong place.
I don't see. The title is just weird.
Well, do you think like he... Do you think, now that I've painted the scenario of the cousin who he took fishing, do you think that, like, in the middle of their fishing trip, like, a cigarette boat pulled up and, like, he gave him a briefcase and the guy gave him a duffel bag and he zipped off and the guy was like, what was that, like, all about? And he's like, don't worry about it.
I need a fishing buddy who can keep his mouth shut.
So if I sound like someone you can put up with for 6 or 7 hours, then hit me up. I am married and straight as can be.
All right.
I swear I will not blow you on this fishing trip.
But we will take plenty of trips to James Island.
Yeah, we don't have to go to James Island the first time out.
That's the Rory Scuggs guarantee.
I have no God, but have no problem with the religious, who are usually good moral people like me.
Wink.
I love Trump.
Oh, God.
But understand Christ. If you do not.
Wow. So that he's the one guy?
No, what? Hold on. If you are a libturd,
oh,
do not even attempt to contact me about anything, let alone fishing with you.
I will be good goddamned if I share a floating surface with one of those libturds.
If you are a libturd, if you are a libturd, I would love to take you drowning.
Wow.
It's fun. You should try it.
It says that?
Yeah.
Pretty fucked. But now that the conservative angle has reared, it definitely gives me that siren of like conservative politician who's like gays are bad, who then 3 minutes later is caught with his lips wrapped around a dude's dick in a bathroom in an airport.
Like 90%.
Yeah, I mean, like the alarm bells are ringing along with the Christmas bells who have been driving me crazy.
Ceaseless.
I do not care about your race or anything else other than if you are a libturd.
Is that a race?
The race of Libtard. They're adding that to World of Warcraft.
Yep. The very next expansion. A whole new island where there's a big statue of Hillary Clinton.
Yeah. They're actually really cool looking. They have bleeding hearts.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's another thing that I feel like maybe this is an unfair judging, but I feel like conservatives do more golfing and more fishing than liberals.
I would agree with that, I guess.
Yeah, I Come suppose. At me, conservatives, if you think that's an unfair assessment. Take all you assholes on about golfing and or fishing.
Yeah.
So is that it?
Totally not gay. Let's go fishing unless you want to go drowning, you libturd.
So could somebody, like, under the guise of being a conservative, also planning to commit suicide, go out and have suicide by fishermen?
Hmm.
Oh, see, I thought you were going to say, could somebody under the guise of being a conservative go out there, have a great time fishing, catch a record-breaking fish, get off the boat and be like, I voted for Obama, and then run away?
Come you back here, I'm going to drown you.
You'd say Obama instead of Hillary?
He pisses them off more.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think Hillary's pretty far up there these days.
Yeah, but Hillary didn't make it. Obama was a black man who had the gall.
That's the thing. No matter how much of a woman you are, a little bit of black and you're white and you're dead to the right.
Yeah, but Benghazi and, you know,
her
files.
Emails. Her emails.
Buttery mails.
Buttery mails. What?
M for M.
Oh, man. All right, guys. I guess
that ad almost writes itself. Hi, I'm into butter play. Unsalted only.
Buttery males. Shout out to specific conservative fetishists.
Not gay.
Not gay.
I want you to paint me with butter like I was a Pillsbury croissant.
Could that be? I don't see anything that anyone can get out of that. Just rubbing yourself in butter.
The great taste of butter on some dude's dick, I guess.
I get
cob corn.
Too fatty. I can't believe this isn't dick. I mean butter.
What is this?
What is this butter or dick down here? This is a corn cob. It's delicious.
No, it's the race of corn men.
Oh, man.
You know the highest ranking person in the race of corn men?
The colonel.
Yep.
I was going to say the stalker, but that was not a rake.
No, the stalkers are like they're the corn men's assassins.
The stalkers work in the corn tree store. Usually at night. Guys, that wasn't funny. I'm cutting it out.
No, that was pretty hilarious.
Anyway, guys, all out of the way. You know how we like to wrap it up? By helping you guys out, because our taste is better than yours, with a round of stat recommendations.
Nerd.
Andy, I feel like I know what you're going to recommend, but...
No, it's PUBG. I fooled you.
What the fuck? What's PUBG?
PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds,
I'm
which
sure
David
Andy's
apparently
mentioned it before.
Has not heard of at all.
Never. What is it?
Imagine that you are playing... And you can play this in groups, but the way I play it, it's solo mode. You are airdropped on an island with 99 other people, yeah, and you have to find weapons and kill everybody.
Imagine
else.
You're on an island with 99 other people, and you're the worst person on the island.
Yeah, 99 murders, and you're also one.
imagine that you're dropped on an island with 99 other people. You get to drop on a couple people and kill them, and then you hide in a shed for 15 minutes.
Hoping the cops don't show up.
Will you stream some of this? I've seen clips of it on YouTube and like small live streams of it. I would like to see you do it.
Maybe. The way I play is either recklessly endangering myself or hiding in the shed.
I would like to see either of those.
Look, the hiding in the shed tactic has proved itself time and time again.
Yes, or becoming Bushman.
The hero to all bushes?
Yeah.
Cool. You can unlock that ability at level 20.
Eventually.
Adam, what do you got for us?
Did you recommend Shape of Water already?
Yeah.
Shape of Water was good. Then it's the new Guillermo del Toro movie.
Right, right.
About a woman who falls in love with a fish man.
I did not know that.
And he looks like Abe Sapien's brother from the Hellboy movies.
So this is like the Little Mermaid flipped on its head?
A little bit. It also takes place during the Cold War.
Is she a princess?
No. She's a janitor.
Is there a hilarious scene where the merman's friend Crab is running through a kitchen watching other fish get eviscerated? What was up with that scene, guys? Holy shit. Sebastian has to watch fish that he lives with. And we as an audience have to watch these fish that have been singing songs and dancing and teaching each other things. We watch them get eviscerated by an angry Frenchman.
Oh, I totally forgot about that scene.
That would be like if in the middle of Up, the little boy runs through like a scene from Hostel, and he's like running down the hallway, and he's looking, and there's a guy with a drill in his knee. There's a guy with like his chest is flayed open. Such a left turn. Crazy.
I never thought about it that way.
Yeah, now think about it.
I'm gonna have to watch it.
You've heard the facts. Now pull out your VHS copy of Little Mermaid, which everybody still has.
Yep, in that white clamshell case.
Yep. Horrify yourself all over again. So The Shape of Water, you are enjoying it?
I enjoyed it too.
It has very good rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
I'll have to... There's so much content, guys. There's so much content.
I know. It's too much for one man.
How do you... with the content?
I am discontent. This is the winter of my discontent because there's so much content. How do you guys choose what you watch? Like, what criteria?
I choose whatever I can listen to while I'm playing games on the Switch.
Okay.
Unless it's a movie, in which case I look for something that's well-reviewed because I'm not watching shit anymore. I can't waste my time.
It's true. So
David likes to waste both of our times watching shitty movies.
Love it.
You're wasting double the amount of time.
Listen, Steven Seagal has put out... Rather, he has been in 73 movies. I asked Alexa earlier. 73 movies. That's nothing to sneeze at, guys. Sure, he's a raging dick. And sure, he's constantly cheating on his wives. And sure, he married the science experiment from Weird Science, Kelly LeBrock. and you know, cheated on her. Sure, he's a greasy asshole who paints on his widow's peak every day. Sure, all that's maybe true. But he's also in a lot of movies.
Did he really marry the lady from Weird Science?
Yeah.
He did.
Crazy.
He
is currently married to his former personal assistant, who I believe doesn't speak English well enough to know that he is cheating on her.
That's smart, I guess.
I don't understand what speaking English would have to do with finding out someone's cheating on you.
Because he's like, you know,
Japanese
stay here.
Guy walks into the bedroom, he sees his wife fucking another dude, and he's like, eh.
Well, it's because you don't need to hide like your notes or your text messages or anything.
Yeah. If someone's like, hey man, hey, what's up, Steven? You still fucking that other chick who isn't your wife? And he thumbs over to her because she's standing right there. And he's like, yeah, totally. And he does a little bow and he shakes some prayer beads. And she's like, oh, sparkly or whatever.
The only word she understood was wife.
Yeah. So, you know, nailing it. 24/7 Steven Seagal. I'm going to recommend... Should I recommend a Seagal movie? Which one haven't I not recommended yet? Under Siege 2 I got.
Pretty
it was
sure
great.
You recommended all of them.
Mm-hmm. Killswitch.
Killswitch
Machete.
I haven't seen recently.
We haven't watched. We don't have a copy of Machete because David doesn't want to buy it because he's like, why bother?
He's
that's
not,
like the best one.
He's not in it enough.
Oh.
If he's not the star, I'm like, because he's also in the Onion movie. He's also
but
in a bunch
Danny
of ones.
Trejo is.
Right.
All right, but
if,
that
if
won't.
Steven Seagal is not the star. Get right back in the car
and drive to another used movie store. I can't put a fucking Danny Trejo movie in my Seagal binder. It will catch on fire in the night.
Steven Seagal will find me and hit me.
Crazy.
David wakes up. There's this pudgy guy with almost no hair, like with a marker going.
Val Kilmer.
Drawing it off.
Yeah, it's like, and since he's wearing a goatee now, he looks like a walrus got a hold of 5 Minute Just for Men.
It's terrible.
Insane.
Just for Danya, comrade.
Yeah, like, completely fascinating character. However, batshit insane. And also taller than you think. It's 6'2".
He's just as tall as me.
But he's large.
But he's fat.
Oh, no.
Think about it.
Think about it, guys.
It's like a swamp.
I'm going to recommend, watch Glimmer Man, but it's boring. So instead of that, watch Exit Wounds because DMX is in it. It's boring, but it's a different... Keenan Ivory Wayans, who's trying to be the funny action guy, is neither. And DMX is not trying to put on airs of being funny or
he's
interesting or a good actor. So you know what you're
but
getting into.
But he did
into.
Give it to them.
Yeah, he was like, X gonna give it to you. He came in, and they were like, yep, he gave it to us. Let's put this movie out. Krista, what do you got?
He gave
for
it
us?
To us. The performance of a lifetime.
The one, performance of a lifetime, because he's only been in that one movie.
I don't know. I'm going to recommend Settlers of Catan again. Not like I haven't before. I think I did a long time ago.
What about one of the expansions?
Well, I haven't played any of them.
None of them?
No.
What kind of crazy Catan nerd are you?
Apparently she's too busy watching Seagal movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, you
can
need
we finally play Catan? Shut up. With Exit Wounds has to be on two screens in this house at all times.
We taught Bruno how to play yesterday, Chelsea and I, and he actually said he enjoyed it.
I would watch every Steven Seagal movie every day if it meant that I would never have to hear the word Catan again.
Catan.
I would
Chris Catan.
I would ring every I would never hear those classic SNL mango sketches.
You know, that's weird because that's where I was going with Chris Catan as well. Not Night at the Roxbury or anything. I was being like, yeah, mango.
Yeah, nothing. So I can't enjoy Mango, Night at the Roxbury, or Monkey Bone.
Oh, damn.
Was he in Monkey Bone?
Yes, he was. Uh-huh. He was the dead body.
Or Corky Romano. Because I'm really enjoying that now.
Enjoy him sitting half naked on the table with The Rock, both of them wearing large ears.
Yeah. That was a pretty funny skit.
Yeah, man, he had it going for a little while, and then he schneidered after he left SNL.
Yeah.
So, guys, if you want to get in contact with us, you can. SysfulPodcast@gmail.com. We're also... Fistful Podcast or FFOP Radio, we're everywhere on social media. We're picking up fans by the one. So
left and right, but mostly just the one direction.
Yeah, so much just one on the left. We could use one on the right. Maybe one in the center. Well, whatever. You know, tell a friend or whatever. We've been doing it
phone
for so
friend.
Long. Phone a friend to tell them where we are on the internet. FistfulPodcast.com. But at this point, after 8 years, I don't think we're... Let me ask you guys this. So, you know those like metal statues of crows where there's a water pump behind their beak and after a certain amount, the weight pushes the beak open and the crow seems to vomit into a fountain?
I don't think I've ever seen one of those.
If our momentum, imagine it. If our momentum were that water, do you think we're about to barf or we're nowhere near?
I think somebody forgot to put water in the statue.
Well, I also think that maybe the water has already come out and the guy left the pump behind.
I think someone kicked the plug out of the wall while they were going into the kitschy antique store.
There's a few people watching the statue. Any moment now?
Yeah, there's that one that's probably... It's like Joe. He's like sitting on a really uncomfortable metal bench, just like waiting, not realizing it's never going to tip. Anyway, guys, am I missing anything? You know how to get in contact with us. You know, step by the Facebook. I'm going to give away some swag. Sent out the poster to Kayla, who won by answering the single question I asked. You know, and I've got some cool stuff coming down the line. So come by the Facebook. Yeah, so we got nothing else. So until next week, I'm Sniffy Longstocking.
I'm Krista.
I'm not gay. I've never been gay. I don't want to be gay.
And I'm Adam.
Saying, remember, kids, always think of different sniffy puns before you start recording. See you next week.
And we're out of time. James, I am.
Or they try to. Podcasts Radio.